Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Have you ever done something bold and then thought to yourself, why did I do that? Have you ever done something really risky and thought to yourself, wow, that was stupid? Something like signing up for a dream vacation or buying a car that you can't afford or signing up for four different masterminds like I did this year. You might feel like, oh, that was a dumb thing to do. But in reality, it's that little girl or little boy inside of you that really, really wanted to do that. You see, we all want to be bold. We all want to act with courage, but we don't. We don't for various reasons. And so today, I want to give you some tools. I want to give you some steps to help you master boldness in business and in life. And why do you need boldness? Because to be honest with you, to be a business owner in this day and age, you need to act with courage, even when there's no reason for you to be courageous. You need to jump out on faith, even when you don't see any sign of help. You gotta be bold. And so who am I to be telling you all of this? I'm a high school history teacher by trade. I'm also an entrepreneur. I've been doing my business for about 7 years and full time for the past 3 years. I walked away from teaching and I was already making six figures as a teacher in Southern California. I was already living the American dream with the spouse and the house and the 2.5 kids, actually three kids. And everything looked really, really good from the outside. But on the inside, I really wasn't living. Many of you might be feeling that way even right now, today, as you're watching this. The American dream is still out there. It's still something that you can achieve. But you really have to feel it in your bones. Like everyone has this dream of being successful, of having a great career, a great relationship, but we don't always know how to go get it. And we don't even really know what it looks like, to be honest with you. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to give you five steps. These are steps that I use for myself. And these are also steps that I help my clients with. And they're able to catapult themselves from being regular and average and mediocre to being super fantastic. All right. So sit back, relax, get your pen and your paper, get your water or whatever you're drinking, and just let's dream together. Let's dream together. Okay. Wherever you are, if you're walking, if you're sitting, if you're standing, if you're in the bed, I just want you to say this with me. It's time for me to dream again. Right? It's time for me to dream again. And it's okay for you to dream again. I'm going to give you permission right now. I'm going to put on my teacher hat. I'm going to give you permission to go ahead and dream like you did when you were little. I want to take you back to those days when you were silly and playful and young and bold as hell for no reason. We were bold. When we were kids, we were bold. We rode with no seatbelts. We played in the street until the streetlights came on, right? We did all kinds of things. We played chicken with cars, right? We did so many things. We got in the cars with strangers. Shh. Tell nobody about that. But I know I'm not the only one that got in cars with strangers, okay? I was a latchkey kid in the 80s, so I spent a lot of time alone. I spent a lot of time watching my siblings. I spent a lot of time cooking and cleaning and basically running the house because my mom was working. And I remember being a kid and always just thinking to myself, I wonder if I could go do this. But I remember being really afraid because my mom would say stuff like, don't talk to strangers. As soon as I leave this house, you better lock the door and don't let anybody in. Right? Remember that? You better be home before the street lights come on. Ain't nothing good happening after dark. Right? Yeah. So I want to take you back to the times when you were actually bold, when you did something like maybe made an investment, maybe you hired a coach, and that put your bank account in the negative. Let's keep it real now, y'all. Let's keep it real. I'm about to drop some real stuff. Maybe you invested in another business idea after 15 other business ideas failed. Maybe you're the one in the family that is like, looking at their people looking at you like, what are you doing? Like, they're like scared. They're like this. What is she doing now? Where is she going? She's on a plane again? Like, what? People don't understand boldness. They don't understand what it takes to actually live your dream. Like, people out here, they're not living the dream without a sacrifice. They're not living the dream without making some serious, bold actions. And so I'm stepping in the room today to give you some information that's going to help you with your next transformation. And I want you to take this information and don't just chew on it. I want you to put this in your pipe and smoke it. I want this to get into your spirit, and I want to see you move different. Let's go. Yes, let's go. I want to see you move different. I want your whole face to be different after today. I want your swag to be different. I want your posture to be different. I want you to wake up in the morning with your Wonder Woman pose or your Superman pose for the men. I want you to stand up tall and be proud. And I want you to use these 5 steps to be a different person, to master boldness, because that's what you have to do to be successful as an entrepreneur and as a mom and as a dad in this day and age, right? Because I don't know if y'all know, but this generation is a little different. So you got to handle them with a little spice and a lot of patience. And so let's jump into this. Step one. Step number one. Step number one, I crack myself up, y'all. I want you to ask yourself some very strategic questions. I want you to be very honest. And I want you to look at yourself in the mirror right now. And I want you to ask yourself where. Write this down. This is a game changer for your whole life, I promise. Where are you right now? Like physically, where are you? What city are you in? What state are you in? Where are you emotionally, spiritually, mentally, financially, and romantically? Because truth be told, yo, romance influences your finance. And if your energy ain't right, then your currency ain't flowing. So let's just keep it real today. Where are you on a scale of 1 to 10? Are you really living your best life? Best life would be 10, but not best life would be 0, because there is something called living on 0. That's your rock bottom, where you're like, oh, there ain't nowhere to go but up, God. I'm listening. I'm hearing you. I'm seeing you. I have no more agenda, no more plan. I'm ready. See, that's when you're coachable and you're teachable and you really are serious about your legacy. Until you reach that point, you're not really serious. You just kind of playing. But most of us, many of us, I would say all of us who are successful business owners, we understand that even though we may be making a lot of money, there's not going to be points where there's just millions of dollars in the bank, right? Like that millions of dollars is going out to staff. We're paying for business expenses. We're hiring and we're firing. right? We're doing things and we're retiring. There's like so many things going on at once that we constantly have to be bold. We constantly have to be courageous, and we have to evaluate where we are right now in this moment before we can do anything else. We got to be honest. We got to keep it real. And so today, you don't have to share this with me. You don't have to share this with your friends, but put this in your diary, put this in your journal, and be really, really real about where you are right now. Are you in a good place? Are you in a really messed up situation? Are you in a bad relationship? Are you successful? Because there's also this self-sabotaging thing that we do when we hit a level of success. If you've read that book, The Big Leap, it talks about that upper limit. That upper limit is where we hit our head and we're like, oh, I'm too successful. Oh, I gotta shrink back. Right? Oh, I'm making too much money. I gotta shrink back and throw a monkey wrench in the whole thing so I can go back into negative. Oh, I know I ain't just speaking to myself. I know I ain't just the only one up in here that does these self-sabotaging behaviors. I know I'm not the only one in here that has imposter syndrome and wakes up some days hoping and wishing and praying that people won't realize that I'm not really that great. This is what it feels like to be a person who is fighting for their dreams. It's scary. It's lonely. And a lot of times it's a hot freaking mess. It's messy. But you got to make a decision to embrace all of it. You got to make a decision to be okay when you're in the negative, when you're in the lower ticket, when you're in the middle ticket, and when you're in the high ticket. When you get to that high ticket and you are building a seven-figure business and things are clicking for you and you are happy, you got the relationship, the body, you got everything clicking, you need to be grateful and you still need to be honest. It's okay to be successful. It is okay to be successful and it is okay to be happy. Some of us are walking around here with a guilt trip because we are freaking happy. We're successful. We're thriving. Finally, it is okay to be successful. I want you to remember that. So if you're already at a 9 or a 10, give yourself a 9 or a 10. If you're at an 8 or below, you need to make some adjustments. You need to make some adjustments right now, immediately in this moment, and it starts right here. So that's number one. Where are you right now? Take inventory. Are you a 1? Are you a 5? Are you a 7? Are you a 10? Give yourself a score. Only you know. We're not keeping score. We're not judging you. We're on our own journey. A lot of times we think somebody's watching us. Nobody's watching you, boo. We're all in our own heads watching ourselves because we kind of feel like we don't really measure up until we get into a space with other winners. And then we feel like, oh, okay, this feels good. I am a winner. I am a winner. Okay. That's why it's important to be a part of communities that are celebrating you for winning and helping you measure your success. Because success isn't just measured with money. It's not just measured with whether or not you're retired or, whether or not your kids are grown. Success is measured by how much progress you're making every single day. What are you doing every single day? Are you getting better? Are you expanding? Are you growing? Are you having fun? Or are you shrinking back and becoming another shell of yourself again? Step two. Once you've figured out where you are, now you have to be real, real, real. For real, for real, for real, for real. You have to tell us why. Us means your journal, your diary. I used to call my diary Monique. She knew all my secrets until my mom went and read it. And I was like, what? But that's a different story. I digress. Step two is why. And you know, we always hear your why will make you want to cry, right? And that sounds really cool, really cliche. But I want to give you another assignment. I'm a teacher, so I'm full of homework. Y'all got a lot of homework. You're going to walk away with a ton of notes, and you're going to walk away full of homework assignments that are really going to move the needle on your life and on your business. You're going to walk away with some really serious, tangible strategy on how to become more bold and how to master that boldness so that even when you're scared, you can still be bold. Even when you're unsure, you can still be bold. And even when you're wrong, like you will be wrong sometimes, but you can still be bold. I don't know about you, but I used to raise my hand. I used to sit in the front and I used to raise my hand. And I just loved school so much. That's why I became a teacher. I loved school. I would sit in the front with all the rest of the A students and I would raise my hand and I would share my answer. And a lot of times it was wrong. Especially in math and science, because I didn't excel in those areas. But I'm an enthusiastic learner. I'm excited and I will read anything twice because I love to read. Yes. And I would just raise my hand and just be like calling out the answers and I'm wrong. And the teacher would be like, But that's the little kid in me that I allowed to live. That's the little fearless little girl that just don't give a damn about what you think. That's that little girl that I see periodically, sporadically, sometimes not really consistently. And so I want you to bring that little girl out today. Bring that little boy out today. That one that played chicken with the cars. Right? The one that rode in the car with no seatbelt, answered the door for the stranger, knowing they weren't supposed to do that because their mama wasn't home. Bring that child out because you need her right now. You need him right now because you've been bogged down with so many limited beliefs from other people. The thoughts in your head, we've got about 60,000 thoughts in our head. And many of them are negative, and many of them don't belong to you. And so, number two, why? Why are you not living your best life? Why are you not bold? Why are you where you are today? Who put you here? Right? What were the circumstances that landed you in this house, in this apartment, at this job, in that relationship? How did you get to that spot? That's what you need to reflect on. And that's not an open conversation. That's a very private conversation between you and you, between you and your creator. If you're a person of faith and you have a creator that talks to you on a daily basis, you know that that conversation that you have with your creator leads to momentum in your life because you're gonna get downloads with inspiration and action steps. And taking the action and being bold is what you have to do. All right, so that's number two. Why? Why? You have to think about who is responsible for putting you in this place. You got to take radical responsibility for your whole life, all parts, right? I love listening to Gary Vaynerchuk. He talks about everything is my fault. When he talks, he says, it's all my fault. Everything, every part of it. The weather, it's my fault. Like, he's a very extreme, but I love extreme. He's also from Jersey, which I'm from Jersey too. I love the extreme examples of it's all my fault. Everything is my fault. Because if you think everything is your fault, you think it gives you the power and the authority to change it. Gives you the power and the authority to look at it for what it is, to just count the cost and say, all right, what do I need to do to move on? Let's come up with an action plan, right? If you listen to Les Brown, he talks about you were meant to do more than just pay your bills and die, right? He also says, and I'm not going to quote this well because I don't quote very well, but I'm going to give credit where credit is due. And he says, man, you behind on your bills. How you gonna say you tired? You talking about you're tired and you behind on your bills. And that's one of the things that I remind myself of. I remind my clients of, like, you tired, you get ready to give up, but you behind on your bills. You haven't really finished your book yet, still sitting on the shelf. Wake up and take radical responsibility. Number three is who. Who are you with? Are you with power partners? Are you creating strategic partnerships? Are you doing virtual summits? Are you reaching out to people consistently and making a circle of success around you? You have to do that because success leaves clues, but it also leaves examples, models, role models. And it also leaves peers, colleagues that want to lock arms with you and they want to do this thing. They want to win. They want to win in business and they want to win in life and they want to do it at a high level. Step four is what? What are you going to do now? What's your plan? What's your business plan? What's your fitness plan? What's your parenting plan? What is your plan? You've got to have a plan. And as I wrap up, you've heard that saying, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. It's so true in life. It's so true in business. And so you must write out a plan so that it is plain. Step five is when. Goals are dreams with deadlines. And there's only two kinds of people in this world. There are the one day people, one day, and there are the day one people. Today is day one for the rest of your life. Today is day one. It's the beginning of a new chapter. It's the beginning of a new book, a new story. You're fighting for your dreams. You can't afford to sit down. Got to get up and keep going, but make sure to have a deadline. So my mom is a marathon runner, and I'll leave you with this. She forced me to train for a half marathon. And what that did was that made me train for 12 months. It made me run a little bit more every day. It made me eat better. It made me hydrate. It made me think about what I wanted to do and how I wanted to feel when I went through that finish line. And when I did that half marathon, I was last in my age group, but I did it. And I was bold. And I was confident, but still unsure. And so for you today, you might be unsure, you might be afraid, but I want you to master boldness. My name is Latasha L. T. Jimerson. I thank you so much for listening. That is my time. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.